Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you are tuned into another Al-Halaqa production. Inshallah, today's topic is a very pressing issue that has affected Muslims across the whole entire globe. This is regarding this hateful and insulting movie against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mocking him, that has been released in America. Now, my message is not directly to those Muslims who came out and protested out of their love and honor for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Neither is it directed to the West and the hypocrisy. But I would like to highlight these very few Muslims who came out and tried to make the West feel comfortable at a time they should be feeling uncomfortable. Who focused at their brothers and sisters who were trying to defend Islam, but when they should have been focusing on the West and the hypocrisy of the West. Now, I would like to ask you, my brothers and sisters, do you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do you love him more than you love your own selves? Then let me tell you about this man. By Allah, this is because this man that we are Muslims today, that we can say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it would be he sallallahu alayhi wasallam who on Yawmul Akhirah, when our mothers will be running from us, shouting, Nafsi, Nafsi, he will be standing there saying, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah, my Ummah. Now, what was the love of the Sahaba towards him? It is unimaginable that we can understand it today. There was a man, a Sahabi, who was once staring at the Prophet, glaring at him to the point where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded and said, What is the matter? And this man responded, May my father and mother be ransomed for you. I love looking at you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your rank, Ya Rasulullah, on Yawmul Akhirah, out of his love for you. This was their speech towards him. This was how they loved him. And it was Umar ibn al-Khattab at the death of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who said, I will behead any man who says that my Prophet has gone. Bilal, the Mu'adhin, he stopped giving his adhan after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. This is the love. So how much do we love him? This is the question. And is it not strange? Is it not strange that today when the Prophet ﷺ is attacked and insulted, that a man thinks that he can be quiet and let it all blow over? This is absurd for a mu'min. We cannot comprehend this as Muslims. And it is, you know, we can understand that Islam does not tell us to be violent. But what a disturbing sight to see these Muslims who know better, or who should know better, that come out and gear their khutbas and their speeches against their brothers and sisters who come out because they love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it is these very same Muslims who speak out against them that do not have two words to say against the insults, against the hypocrisy of freedom of speech, against the foreign occupation and the murder of Muslims. Subhanallah. What has happened to the likes of Hamza, who used to wear an ostrich feather on his armor when he used to go to war, because it used to represent courage, it used to represent fearlessness, it used to represent a man. But today, rather, we have these few Muslims who have become the ostrich themselves. They have dug their heads under the sand like an ostrich does, hoping that everything will blow over. But we know that this is not the case. We will know that it will only get worse unless we unify and we come out and we speak out. Now, if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our prophet, our honor, then we must do three things. The first thing, we must never allow such opinions that say for us to hide away and say nothing when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is insulted to ever exist in society. We must constantly speak out against them in an intellectual manner, and we must prove them and show them the correct way of responding to these attacks. The second point, we must maintain our efforts to uphold the rank of Islam and the rank of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah. And the third and final point I would like to say is that we can try to uphold the honor of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we cannot defend him until we work and re-establish a state, a khilafah with a khalif who will defend the honor and the Muslims who are oppressed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Innama al-imamu junnah," that only the imam is a shield, that behind whom we fight and protect ourselves. And he said this because today no one will care about us and respect us, because there is a battle between haqq and batil. And until we have our own government and our own army who will fight to protect us in the public realm and in the intellectual realm, then we will never be safe. Wa akhira da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.